May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If you want to, and this goes for everybody up here too, I'm going to be using the easel. So if some of you are far back and it's my fault, I think I should have used thicker marker. If you want to come forward just a little for the sermon, you can, but you don't have to. And for you guys, if you want to sit out here, you can. Our lessons today. God loves, He gives, and God calls. And don't forget, you can move around. First of all, even from our college, we learn about the stewardship of Jesus, His example of life. And that's what stewardship is all about. It's our life. I think we've all heard that phrase, you know, who we are is God's gift to us, what we do with it in our lives is our gift back to God. So it's along those same thoughts. But right off in the column, Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. God sent Jesus. Jesus willingly came as God and man to reveal, to show the true nature of our God, the one we are to follow, the one we are to have stewardship to and for. And then the reading that Margaret, especially, well, all of them, but I love Isaiah. It's so telling. He said, surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. Jesus went through all that he did because all of us sin. That's why Jesus had to suffer. Because I sin. Because all of us sin. That's why he came down. But the good news is we are saved through Jesus. And it tells us all the sheep have gone astray. It's not new. It happened then, it happens now, it's going to happen in the future. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. One of the things we can reflect on this Stewardship Sunday and every day is we're not to worship God when it's convenient. We're not to pray to God when it's just convenient. God is in every day, every minute, every moment of our life relationship. He is our God. He's our Creator. It's a 24/7 stewardship between us and our Lord. And then the gospel, it shows us again, human nature versus divine nature. We've got James and John. And we've heard about, pardon me, the disciples the last couple of weeks. You know, how they want to be first, how they want to be the best, they want to be the greatest. They want, they want, they want. And what is happening today? James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you. You know? What kind of attitude were they having at that moment? It was more of a selfish moment, not a God-centered moment. And Jesus knew what they were asking wasn't right. But what does Jesus do? He still loves them, and he takes his time to explain to them. And he's patient with them, just like he is with me and with all of us here. God loves us, even though we sin and turn our backs on him. Even when we don't have good stewardship, God still loves us and has got open arms waiting for us to respond and to be aware of him. And then we got a little bit further down. One of the 10, the other disciples, heard about this. They got mad. Well, we can understand that. But that's not the example Jesus did. That's not what Jesus showed. He showed love and understanding and trying to educate them and to try to love and nurture them. We learn a lot in these lessons. So it ends with Jesus, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve. That's the example that Jesus gives us. And that's what stewardship is all about, serving. So we have the human way of me, myself, and I, what I want, when I want. Or we have God's way of being totally giving, totally life-giving, always being aware of God. So stewardship, we could almost change the word into our response, our life-giving response. How aware, every morning when we wake up, and I know that some do, maybe we all do, are we aware when we wake up all that God has given us? Do we go through a list of the things that we do have? Are we aware of His love and His calling to each and every one of us? Do we pray every day? Do we trust in Him? Do we depend on God rather than trusting and depending only on ourselves? Well, I don't need God. I can handle it. I've got my life ordered. I've got this. I've got that. Well, that's not what stewardship is all about. It's not only about what we give, but it's why we give and who we give to, which is God and each one of us, all of us, the common good. So some of the words we can think about when we think about stewardship are response, awareness, reflection, and trust. So, I'm not very artistic, but here we go. And this should have been darker, but it says, stewardship of possessions and money. And I'm going to do it backwards. I'm dyslexic. Okay? Money. The dreaded money. Money and possessions. Well, we know that what's the biblical standard? We learn that it's to give a tithe, a tenth of what we get. It's given to us by God. We're supposed to give God a tenth back. Well, we're not all at tithing. But even if we have the attitude and trust in God to work towards tithing, that pleases our Lord. And then there's the gift of possessions. When there's a need, do we give? And not only in church, but even in church. I can list off a whole bunch of needs that there have been over the last couple of years. Microwave, somebody gave one of their own. A heater. Someone gave a bunch of vestments because there was a need. Someone gave some dehumidifiers because there was a need. And believe it or not, all of these gifts of possessions helps all of us, helps us continue Jesus' ministry. And then there's the votive candles in the back that were a gift. That's a prayer time, an offering to God. So it encourages people to give in prayer. And then there's a rug. Someone gave a grill. All of that is important. But as far as stewardship, money, possessions, and some other things I'll go to in a minute, it's to be done only because we love God and we want to give back to God. We are never to give because the budget of the church needs it. Is the treasurer here? He's going to kill me. No, he's not. But we are never to give because the budget needs money. We're never to give because we're pressured in our minds. We're never to give because we feel guilty. We are never to give because it makes us feel great, because we're terrific. We are to give solely because we love the Lord and know what God has done for us. That's what stewardship is about, being aware and being grateful to God. And then the last part, stewardship of self. There's a list, and there's some that I missed, but I did pretty good, actually, I think, on getting them. In our parish, and we have many of these here, what if you have artistic ability, which obviously I don't have? You can give that. How about being a teacher, cook, organizer, somebody who really cleans well? Yeah, I don't think they're there either. How about somebody that's good with numbers, good with accounting? How about musicians, readers? Last Friday, a lot of people in the parish were here together for that funeral. It's not a one person, it's all of us together. How about people who sing, people who pray? We have a prayer list. How about people who are cheerful and go around and try to cheer others up and encourage others? Legal. We have a lawyer. We got medical people who can help. Encouragers, builders, painters, people who are good with electronics.
Where is it?
How about people seeing the needs in other areas and then letting me or other people know? That's very important. Managing projects, witnessing for the Lord, sharing their faith, sharing hope, even though there's weeks, sometimes years, that people have had down times. There's hope and there's faith in the Lord, and sharing that is a witness to God. How about the greeters and the ushers, being a mechanic or a brainstormer who is constantly having ideas? All of that is stewardship. Our entire life is a response to God. Our entire life is stewardship to our Lord. So we can think about it and reflect. What kind of response do we really have? Is it once in a while, or is it 24/7? Is it to get something for ourselves so we feel better, or is it because we love God and we want to help everyone worship the Lord? And not everyone just in this parish, but in the community and in the world. So what kind of stewardship do we want to offer our loving God? And that's only for us to answer between ourselves and our Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, for everyone here, and I ask that you draw all of our hearts, our minds, our souls closer to you so that we can serve you as you deserve, serve one another as you wish and desire, and learn to love you selflessly as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.